Shalom lechem.
Hello, hello everyone over here in Kfar Anasi and anyone who is watching us live on Facebook, Rav Leitman's Facebook. We're up north in Israel and we're starting a very special thing. Today, Rav Leitman started a journey to unite the nation. Throughout September, twice a week, we're going to meet in many places in Israel, and we really hope we're going to pass on new hope for the unity of the nation. Rav Leitman, please. Okay, we really decided we have to go and to awaken the people. We're starting very crucial times. Not that the times are bad, but we can make the times better, and it's a good time for it. We call it a time of desire, and we shouldn't miss it. We're learning from the wisdom of Kabbalah that the world is advancing and improving by man's evolution. We see that we're constantly evolving. And the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us that this evolution has a goal. The goal is that we reach as the final part of the evolution from the still vegetative, animate, and speaking level, we'll all reach a state that we're all connected together in one mechanism, one system, in a tight connection between everyone, so that by that we'll be adapted to the entire general nature, which is round and integral, meaning it's interconnected, like a body, for instance, where all the different parts are interconnected and interrelated. So this nature is made in an even more complex way and unified way. We're coming close to a state, by the wisdom of Kabbalah, that certainly time where we have to connect is coming closer to us, coming up. We see it by the evolution of humanity. In the past dozens of years, we've reached a state that the world is so connected like a small village. The entire humanity feels it's connected. And whatever happens in the ends, the extremes, in the far side of Earth, we see it really affects what's going on around us. The world has become small. And I'm not even talking about ecology and the different changes in climate and inter-influence between different societies and countries. I'm not talking about war. We're constantly at war. Scientists and politicians say that where we are right now, the situation we're in, is basically a war. All these collisions between societies and nations, and it can even become worse, and God forbid, even we're talking about World War III. We hope it won't escalate to that. But we are at war. It's a special kind of war. In such a state, the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us that the world is starting to revolve once again or turn around against the nation of Israel. Well, today we say it's the state of Israel. We are here as a state. But in general, it's against the Jews. And this is because the secret of connection, the method of connection is within the people of Israel. That we once were established as a nation because we connected. In ancient Babylon, there were many small nations, families, tribes, we can say. And as the crisis started, like the crisis we're having today, it's especially the social crisis, the crisis in the relationship between people, when they started hating each other and to fight.
One.
So one of their priests, called Abraham, started researching and discovered that the whole thing is that they have to connect, and to connect in a much better state than they used to be. They used to be living ordinary life, like just as ordinary people do. But now he says that in the degree where they reached this fight or quarrel, they need a new method of connection, and they specifically need to connect. And above all the differences, and Abraham, the quality of chesed, mercy of Abraham is, as it says, he opened his tent and started inviting people and explaining to them that we have to be connected, and that only one special force in nature, a force of connection, is controlling us, and we have to resemble it. That's why we are called Israel, straight to the Creator. That's our goal. That's, and as Maimonides writes, he succeeded Abraham, and many Babylons went with him. And from this, we became a nation, meaning we're an ideological nation, not by genes, not because we come from some common ancestor. No. Only because we're very different people and very distant, not relatives at all. But we have understood, and it's 35,000 years ago, 3,500 years ago, sorry, and it's all because of the crisis that Babylon went through. There's a lot written about it in Midrash Rabbah. Abraham writes about it, and Kabbalists, Baal HaSulam writes about it. These are well-known things. And since then, and people who are distant, very different, there's no biological proximity. There are no common genes between us. Just as any nation has a feeling of belonging to a nation, Baal HaSulam explains that there is no such a thing. If we don't have a connection we're building and sustaining, there is no other connection. Like other nations, like French, the German, the English, they feel that they belong to one nation, and we don't. Only under the condition that we keep hold on to the method that we call that all transgressions or crimes or differences are covered by love. When we build this, we'll be able to be a nation. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, we're like, Baal HaSulam says, we're like a bag of nuts that are simply, they're in the bag, but they're, you understand how they're in the bag, one with the other. So are we. Only the bag holds us. Meaning without it, the hatred of the world for us, towards us, all this pressure we're under, both from our neighboring countries and the whole world, we wouldn't remain in this bag because we don't have a biological connection. And the spiritual connection, meaning ideological connection, what relates to the people of Israel alone, accordingly we built ourselves in the days of Abraham and the days of the temple when we fell from unfounded, from brotherly love to unfounded hate. That's why today we have a serious problem. And the world is starting to understand that only the connection between people and countries can help.
I think that every day we have those moments that we think of the group.
And only
what I remember
today we've
most
reached
is the
state that
women gathering when they returned from abroad. wasn't able to join, but they connected with the phone. And the friends said on the WhatsApp, they want to sit together.
Distant from each other. We are far from each other. We are not so considerate in each other. There was a series on TV like about the separation in this nation. Did you see it? No? It's called Split on Channel 10 in Israel. I was told it's four episodes. They were talking about it, about the separation in this nation, and it was truly... Yesterday I met the mayor of Jerusalem, Nir Barkat. He was in our center. And he talked a lot about it. And especially in Jerusalem, there was a lot of separation. And so he was talking about it a lot. The problem is we don't need it like any nation because in order to for us it's a serious problem regarding our security. If we don't start connecting between us and showing the example of connection to the world and to be, we call it, light upon the nations. So only this is what we need. Without that, they won't be able, we won't be able, and they'll blame us. And we do have a method of connection. And the wisdom of Kabbalah is teaches this to us, and there's the part you teach, the practical part you realize in small groups, and then we feel to what extent we're coming closer, and we're trying to acquire new wind, not like children stopping to fight between themselves. Rather, we're trying to feel ourselves existing in a special force in nature. Because we, from the perspective of nature, we're only built or exist in an evil force. I've created the evil inclination. That's what it says. And we're trying to extract the good force out of nature, to add the plus to the minus. And then we can exist in the balance between the two forces. And this is what the connection enables us to do. And that's why today we open many circles all over the world, not only in Israel. And that's why we really hope that people will understand it, they'll perceive and feel what the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us in a very practical, simple, realistic way. We're trying to realize it even between children and among the grown-ups, starting with the children's group until the old age homes in many different levels. And there's great success when we see how many people are connecting and how they feel life differently as a result. Their mood, their health, their energy, their optimism. We see how life changes as a result of that. You understand that if a person's internality changes, everything changes for him. He's willing to do everything. He has vitality. That's why we see our destiny in telling the people of Israel about their method, their destiny. Why love thy friend as yourself is a great rule of the Torah. Why it's the foundation of the nation. And also to be in the Arvut. There are so many who talk about it in our sources, in our texts. That's the foundation of this nation. Therefore, we today decided in these special times that we mustn't stay where before the Jewish holidays and before or after all the special developments we've been through. And the wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about it says things that maybe we shouldn't talk about it. It's not that it's scary things, but it depends on us. We're the only ones who have a free choice. Either we go to connection or we leave it to nature to do it. And then nature necessarily will obligate us to connect under pressure. So we decided we have to tell it to everyone. We have to tell it to everyone, and whoever knows, and whoever doesn't know, we want to tell them about it and renew it. And by that, maybe we can improve our life. Because the truth is, we all depend only on that. We, in our world, we lack nothing. We see that we have abundance of food and clothes and everything, and all the technology. We have everything, except the connection between people. So we can use all these things in a good way. So we want to stop all this contest between everyone and all these wars, starting with the small ones and ending with the big ones. So let's hope that this nation will hear. Because the truth is, there's nothing easier and more correct than realizing it and applying it in the nation of Israel. Bala Sulam and the Rav Kook and other Kabbalists who lived in the days that this nation was founded and even before wrote that only for this reason we're here. We were permitted to come back over here in order to renew all the foundation of the nation, the spirit of the nation that is now gone and is really required for the whole world. Maybe you'll add to us something? I don't know. Yes, I wanted to add a sentence that Bala Sulam writes regarding our people. It's from the Arvut article. Well, should I help you? We brought so many gifts with us. We have 45 different gifts. You're talking about quote number 9, Rav says, and Owen answers, no, I wanted regarding Israel. Yeah, I just got it. I myself don't know about it. Yeah, well, okay. He says in the Arvut article, it's quote number 38 for the translator. Bala Sulam writes in the Arvut article that all the global... No, sorry, just a minute. It is upon the Israeli nation to qualify itself and all the people of the world through Torah and Mitzvot to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of the love of others, which is the ladder to the purpose of creation. Rav, this is actually everything. It's upon the Israeli nations. Look how he writes. A Kabbalist only considers the truth, only the general rule in nature. And from this he draws his entire perception over the world. So, what he writes is, it's upon the Israeli nation to qualify itself and all the people in the world through the Torah and Mitzvot. This is what we call to be a light upon the nations. Because after we obtain the connection, the Arvut, and to be in the right framework, in the right network of connection, then we can hand it out, pass it to the whole world so they can learn it from us. This is the reason of hatred to us, that we don't pass it. They actually don't know it. But actually there are some who do understand, And there are specifically the great anti-Semites like Hitler and Henry Ford. They actually wrote about it, that it's, we have the solution and we're not passing it to the whole world. You don't have such Henry Ford's quote. No, I don't. So just a minute. Until they take upon themselves that sublime work of love of others, there is nothing else besides this, only this. That's why love thy friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah. This is the foundation of the nation. And it's the ladder for the purpose of creation. Owen wants to add Rav Kook's quote, quote number 35. Any global noise comes only for Israel. We are now summoned to fulfill a great role, to fill the world with desire and knowledge, to build ourselves and the entire ruined world together with us. Those who are part of the wisdom of Kabbalah and understand what the internality of the nature, they feel all this. How is this small booklet called Kach Katuv? It is written with all the philosophers. Well, there are small booklets we have with the different quotes about the scientists, philosophers from many nations in the world throughout history wrote about this. It's as if we don't know, we don't acknowledge it, but the researchers of nature know and feel. Maybe you can find Henry Ford's quote. It's very important where that is. They acknowledge our role and what it should give the world, and they themselves hate Israel. And they explain why they hate us. And it's very interesting how much the feeling of dependency, just as the nations of the world do say, that you're causing all the troubles for us. But subconsciously, they don't know why, but that's what they feel, and it's difficult. It's hard to imagine that without seeing, it comes naturally to a person, and that's the way he determines it. Okay, I haven't found the quote yet, but I wanted to add one more quote, quote number 37 from the book Sfat Emet, Language of Truth. He says, the children of Israel have become guarantors to correct the whole world because everything depends on the children of Israel. Just as they correct themselves, all the creatures come after them. So my question, Rav Lightman, what does it mean to correct ourselves? Rav, only to the connection. There's nothing else. If love thy friend as yourself is the rule, the general rule of the Torah, and the Torah is what corrects us as it is written, I've created the evil inclination and the Torah as a spice. What does it mean, a spice? The light in it reforms, meaning this force lies in nature, this plus we talked about, it comes, corrects, and balances the minus, our ego. That's the way the Kabbalists explain to us what's going on. Can I add some more? Yes? Quote number 30 from the book Light and Sun, Ma'on Vishemesh. It's very nice to see how all the sages of Israel talk about one point. Quote number 30. The main protection against lawlessness is love and unity. And as long as love and unity are found in Israel, and they maintain friendly relationship with each other, there will be no lawlessness, and all curses and sufferings will be removed. Rav, I don't know, to talk a little bit more. Maybe we should hear some questions. Go ahead. Okay, so anyone has a question, please raise your hand. I'll point out the one. Okay, you're going to ask. Rav, you can ask about everything, not only what we talked about. So if you can stand up, put your microphone to your mouth and tell us who you are so we'll know you. Good evening. First of all, thank you for coming to this up north. My name is Itamar Teodor. I'm from I'm in the academic college in Sfat. I teach Kabbalah in the and mystics. Rav, it's nice to hear. Questions. I have two questions. First, about the sentence you started with, you said we're going through evolution of connection. Yes. Evolution, the entire evolution is a result of connection. Question. Okay, so I'm looking, and on the one hand, I see exactly what you're talking about. For instance, cell phones are connecting everyone, the text messages are connecting everyone. On the other hand, there's a split, like a bifurcation of our attention. Every person is more diversified and more under anxiety, anxious. And I wanted to know about your... What do you think? We're going up or down? Should I ask another question or later? Rav, no. Wait. So let's start with the first question. Okay, so first of all, throughout the internet and all these connections, actually we're not connecting at all. It only is in the use of our ego. So as much as we're thinking we're connecting, actually we're splitting and growing further away from each other. The fact is that we used to read what others would write, like novels, books. Today, no. We don't even read the headlines in the newspapers. We don't even read the headlines. We see that this phenomenon is very interesting. A person closes down and he's not ready for connection anymore, specifically because all these... Well, once... Actually, I don't even have Facebook. I do have, but it's not mine. I'm not really in the... I am in the network, but I don't run it personally. So, what I wanted to say is that they once showed me how people are communicating. Such things that there are no words there even. You don't finish one sentence. And I understand where it stems from. Meaning, we're continuing to develop only in our ego, from the perspective of the one negative force alone. We don't yet have a positive force. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed for the first time after so many years when it was concealed. It's because we've reached a state that our ego is starting to become round. With our ego, we're starting to close on one mechanism around Earth. And this is why here we already need to adapt ourselves to the general force of nature, which is one force, one system, which is entirely governing the entire universe, and not only our world, not only human beings. Therefore, it turns out that, well, as it is written in the books of Kabbalah, that we've reached a state that requires that we start working by ourselves with a second force, positive force, called the good force or the force of light. In contrast of the bad force, our ego, and balance between the two. It's not that one has to neutralize the other. Rather be balanced, like plus and minus. If we connect an engine between the two, it starts working. And we enjoy both forces. So we can't develop from one force, only from the both or the other. And as we start attaining the second force from nature, this force of light, then it turns out that we start governing our development. And it's not that it goes in due time, Beito we call it, rather achishena, meaning hastening time. We can accelerate time or accelerate our development to be quick and good. Okay, thank you. The second question is bothering me for years. You talked about the temple and how brotherly love was replaced in unfounded hate after the temple was destroyed. Rav, no, this is the destruction of the temple, that instead of love, we've reached hate. That's what's destroyed. The fact that the stones fell, that doesn't interest us. So I'd like to ask you a question. As someone from Tzfat, Tzfat. I'm in the up north. We feel this is the center of the world, Tzfat. Rav, yes, all the spirituality was here. Rashbi, yeah, question. Yes, so we do feel some connection. And I'd like to ask you, can we found the temple here instead of Jerusalem? Rav, wherever the hearts are connected, that's where the temple is, between them and only there. That's the meaning of the temple, the network of connections between the desires of human beings who truly want to be connected completely between them. That's the meaning of the sacred house, holy temple. And it has nothing to do with place or rocks or different forms. Yes, an upper temple. Thank you very much. I'd like to add quote number 23 from Maharal from Prague. The temple was destroyed because of unfounded hatred, because their heart was divided and they were not qualified for the temple, which is the unification of Israel. Next question, please. Please keep your hand in the air. In the right, yes, the microphone. You have the microphone, so stand up, please, so we can see you. You can stay there. Just stand up. My name is Dror Eyal. I'm a resident of Givat Chen. It's a small town by Ranana. I have one thing to say and a question. What I wanted to say is that I think that the light upon a nation is a megalomaniac pretentious, and it's not right. Rav, so explain to me, why do everyone hate us and say we cause bad things to the world? I grew up in different places in the world, and I have students in all continents, and explain to me, please, all the philosophy. There are so many writings about it. Why? Where does this hatred come from to the people of Israel? Question. That's exactly the point. We claim that we are in the light upon the nations. And I think it's a pretension. It's not right. Rav, you owe them. That's what they say themselves. If you don't want to accept it, it's your business. But they say that you're the cause for all the evil things in the world. And they say it from the bottom of their heart. Now, if you say it's regarding the religion, Christianity, for instance, I'll show you many other countries that have no Christianity and even not Islam. Hating the Jews over there is worse than Europe and all the Arab countries even. Okay, that was what I wanted to say. Your answer is not accepted on me, but okay, I have nothing. Okay, so my question is, regarding this term you're saying is central and fundamental in the Judaism called love thy friend as yourself. I'd like to ask, what does love of others have to do, what you mentioned, and love your friend as yourself, when the emphasis is in the difference between others and your friend? Rav, many things are written about it. I just want to tell you that there is no difference. You have to, we have to, all of us is obligated from nature. And it's not that, well, God in numerical value in Hebrew is nature. It's the same. You can call it the creator, you can call it nature. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with what you used to think. But we are obligated by nature, the way we are in this mechanism of nature. We must reach a state where all of us are interconnected in our desires and in our thoughts, in the heart and mind. Want it or not, makes no difference. Trouble, problems will obligate us to reach the state where we close up the system between us, the connection between us. Question. I was talking about the literal meaning. What's the difference between your friends or the others? In my eyes, these are completely different terms, Rav. No, we won't go into it. I'm not talking about the language. I'm talking about the essence of of the this obligation, what we have to do. Yes, Mister. Honorable Rav, my name is Moshe. I'm from the Valley, Israel Valley. I'd like to ask two questions. One question now, later I'll have one more question. There are more than 35% of the food in Israel thrown away. And we can pass it to 35% in the world, I'm not sure. And the funds in Israel are $185 billion a year. And we're able only to work 50% from what they say you can work. People hate each other in Israel. The production is really low in Israel. So who put us? Who said we are the light upon the nations? Rav, first of all, we're talking about the nation of Israel in destruction. We're not talking about this nation of Israel is not what it should be. What we have to reach is connection between us, and then we'll, in the connection between us, we'll reach a completely different way of living, completely different than what we have now. First of all, this is what Bala Sulam writes in his book, The Last Generation. You should read it. It's very interesting how he describes the future society to us. He says that we will all only work for our essential things, necessities, when we don't need anything else. We see that we are 70, 80, soon 90% of what we produce are things we have no need for. It's only in order to work, in order to earn, for what and why. Our development will bring us to a state that we'll have to remember, to close down the industry, all the factories, so that we can produce easily all the food, clothes, accommodation, of course. But what we have to have for our life, and nothing more. Because by law, the balance we have to reach, nature puts pressure on us to be balanced with it. And according to this law of balance, we have to be law of equilibrium. We have to be like animals in our corporeal living existence, meaning not to get more nor less than what we need in order to exist. This is a meaning it's not praised nor despised. This is the form of the last generation, so to speak, the corrected state. These crises we've been through and will soon to have some more and the industry and economy will be great crisis. They will break us. We won't be able to keep the system we have today. Just as you say. We'll simply see that it all falls down. It's all collapsing, and it's collapsing because we're not behaving correctly in nature. That I don't need 90% of what I'm consuming, I don't need. However, how will a person live? What makes him joyful? How will he fulfill himself? He will fulfill himself specifically from the right kind of connection between everyone. This will give him the fulfillment. What will he engage in all day long? He will engage in all of us engaging in the connection between us. How to attain the connection between us mutually, wholly, so that we'll feel to what extent by that we exist. And we feel, each one feels the whole world as he feels himself. And then our perception expands to the next dimension, higher than our current perception. Well, they write a lot about it. Very interesting things. But this should happen very fast because we're headed towards great crises, both from ecology and the human society. And your second question is? Oh, that's it? Okay. So thank you very much. Before we go on to the next question, I'd like to read you Henry Ford's quote. You mentioned him. Rav, he was a well-known anti-Semite. He wrote a few books about it. He actually helped Hitler by that. He says that society has a great argument against the Jews. The Jews have to stop exploiting the world and to start fulfilling the ancient prophecy, because through it, all the other nations will be blessed. And this is written by the most educated anti-Semite, and he was great. This person, as a person, he was very, very strong and developed. Oh, and I read this from the book Israelis, Journey to the Nation by Rav Lightman. Okay, I wanted to ask, how do we turn the earthly ear into a spiritual ear? Rav, this will happen bit by bit. Women, men come to me in all ages. Well, of course not children, but from many different nations and truly very different from each other. And because in this teaching, there is what we call the light that reforms. It's a special force that starts to purify people, to clean them, to develop them from the inside. A person starts feeling, suddenly he feels that he's expanding, his perception is expanding. Whoever learns quantum physics or Einstein's theories or such things also go through such a crisis, inner crisis, where he's studying, understanding a little bit, but very superficial. After 7-8 months, suddenly, boom, it becomes clear what's it about. Meaning there is an internal period of time that there's an accumulation of knowledge and pressure and everything, and later on it all becomes clear. So I'd say the same happens when I started to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, also went through this, where you have to let the inner force of the wisdom, that's why it's called the concealed wisdom, the hidden wisdom, because it has a certain ability to provide the positive force of nature besides the negative one. And then as the positive force works inside a person more and more, this person starts feeling these two forces as they work in harmony between them, and then his perception is expanding. And it happens to everyone, to anyone, women, men. It takes time, right? Because it doesn't really depend on us, the development. To the extent that we want to advance, still, there is a process that must occur within a person. But later on, he starts feeling himself existing in a world that has, except what he sees, an additional general force of nature. And he starts to feel how much with this force he understands life, he feels life better, more balanced, starts accepting people differently. This is exactly what we are missing. Yes? Next question. Maybe until we have this question, I have one more nice sentence. Henry Ford said, Jews are a race that kept themselves alive and strong by keeping the natural laws. And when they broke them, it caused decay to so many other nations. This race is a sign to the ancientness, spiritual wealth of us all. Yes, other question. You can ask about everything, whatever you want. Are there students in our campus college in this northern branch? Is there anyone here who started to learn with us? No? No one? Oh, there is. Okay, great. So you can also ask. Everyone is invited to ask. Please. Yes, I saw you wanted to ask. Microphone over here, please. But if you can please stand up so that we can film you. Cameraman can film you. By the way, we have hundreds of connections all over Israel and the world through the Facebook. My name is Dorit from Mevochama in Ramat HaGolan in northern Israel. I'm well known as the mother of Ran from Japan. My son lives in Japan, our friend from Japan. And actually, it's very concerning to me. Is it more important to pass on the message from here, or it doesn't really matter where we are in Japan or anywhere in the world? Is it important for the Jews, as he said, in the destruction of the temple we broke down to some extent, is it stronger for us to pass on the message from here, or can we sit anywhere in the world? Rav, no, there is a difference. So question, we should be here, right? Rav, yes. Baal HaSulam, and in general, all the Kabbalists from the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, they wrote about this settlement here and the fact that the people of Israel returned to their country. So they wrote that we have received the land of Israel only in order to come back again to the degree of the temple, meaning a connection between us. To be as one man in one heart, brotherly love, to rise from unfounded hate as we fell, back to brotherly love. And this is possible actually here, only here. This is why even Baal HaSulam says that if we do not carry out this opportunity, that we've returned over here only as an opportunity to connect. And if we don't realize the connection, we will not be worthy for the land of Israel. And again, we will have to go out to exile. This is what he writes in a very unpleasant way, actually. But this is what he says. Because only here can we reach connection, and let's hope we'll do it. We'll do it. Yes. Other questions, please. Oh, I thought you found something about it. No. Yes, the lady behind you, microphone on your way, out back. Yes, please. Hello. Welcome to the north. Welcome. And my name is Dalia. I saw the book here, The Tower of Babylon, the last level, the last story. I really liked the title, and I read the title, actually, as opposed to what you said. But can you please specify and tell us, what does it mean, the last story in that building, that tower? We, the entire humanity, about 3,500 years ago, 3,800 years ago, we were, most of us were in Babylon, around Babylon. We all know where that is, right? And many things are written regarding that. It's very interesting the way they lived there. Actually, they were in a modest, humble way, very simply. This place was very beautiful, it used to be. Many fish there. They had garlic and onion and all these vegetables. They had good life. Had a good life. And they lived in a good way. Calm. Suddenly the ego started growing in an exponential way. Like a leap. And they started fighting between them. That's what we read, that they built this Tower of Babylon up until the sky. They wanted to reach the sky. Of course, this is all a metaphor. It's not that the tower itself was this way. By the way, this tower was not so large. We call it Dekawat. Until today, there it's foundations are still there. But it's not about that. As they started fighting, one of their priests, and we read about this in the Torah and other texts, it was named Terach, was the father of Abraham, and later on Abraham himself started researching what's going on. Meaning, they... for instance, Abraham, he used to take care of the nation. He had a business of making sculptures and selling them, statues. It was a seemingly spiritual role. Suddenly he sees what's going on with the people. They're starting to fight with each other, starting to fall down, to be corrupted, not like the Babylonians used to be. And he started researching what's going on. Then he discovered that there is evolution. Humanity is evolving. Humanity was a few millions of people over there, and that's it. Entire humanity of those days. And this general development that exists in humanity is an inner software in us, is realized by increasing our ego. This is why, as the ego now suddenly grew, this enlarged ego yields these results that people are fighting, they don't know how to connect to each other. This is exactly the crisis that was in Babylon. And Abraham started organizing them. He started explaining, no, it's because we have to rise above the ego. As is written, love covers all transgressions. As it is written, the ego itself is okay, that's the way it is. But we have an opportunity, because it's separating us, let's connect, despite all that. Then we'll have, on the one hand, a great ego, on the other hand, the connection above it. Then we'll have great intensity that we'll be able to acknowledge or know nature deeply and feel actually what the inner system is. Some of the Babylonians heeded his call. He wrote a clarion. A lot is written about it. Yosef Flavius wrote about it. Midrash Gadol. There it's also written. And what happened was, the Rambam writes that thousands and even tens of thousands came to him. Tens of thousands, more than thousands. And they came. They went with him, with Abraham. He took them to the land of Canaan, meaning here, this place. He taught them how to be together, etc. What does it mean? He took everyone. Were in a way that you have a few sheep, a woman, some children. A very simple manner of living. And so they moved from one place to another, and they became, gradually they became a nation. That's how it's written. How is it? The Rambam says that a nation that knows the Lord has become of these people. Rav, yes, of the general law of nature. Yes, and this is what happened in Babylon. we today are going through, even though in the dimensions of the entire world. That's why it's the last crisis. We're going through the exact same crisis. And the Tower of Babylon we want to build is the connection between us. We want it to attain by commerce, industry, the round world, invading one to the other, etc. And today it's starting to explode. This is very dangerous. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed for the first time after thousands of years, because it's exactly the method of connection. It's the exact method of connection of human beings. Actually, this is what Abraham discovered, and this is what he wrote. He has a book called the Book of Yetzirah, Creation. That's where he writes about it. Making, Book of Making. What else? Please speak to the mic. The microphone is on its way to you. Wait a minute, we can't hear. Excuse me, what do you mean to know nature, the general rule of nature, general law of nature? What do you mean by that? Rav. Okay, I'll illustrate this. Rav will illustrate and you'll see it on the screen. Okay, so we are existing within one force called the good force. Force of giving. And within this force, there is a different force called the force of reception. Or a desire to receive and a desire to bestow. It doesn't matter. We are within this desire to receive. This is our universe, still vegetative, animate, and speaking here. It's all from the negative force. And what we lack is the positive force in order to complete, in order to truly exist in entire nature. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah is called the concealed wisdom, because we need this force, a force of giving, to receive between us. In addition to the force of reception. And then we'll be balanced in these two, we'll be connected in the two forces. Our whole problem is that the evil force is not balanced with the good force. That's the whole reason. Evolution, development brings us to a state that we feel, that we'll feel this negative force, the force of minus, strongly, very, very strongly. And we won't actually be able to exist. Hatred, crisis, not being able to connect. We're developing everything, but we won't be able to use it. We won't be able to even go into the relationship of commerce, nothing. Soon it will happen that it's about to explode everything. And then this negative force is developing. And then we'll have to reach the positive force. We'll start crying out like the Babylons did. What can we do? And then we will necessarily discover the positive force. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed now, telling us how we can start inviting the influence of this positive force on us, which is called the light that reforms. What does reform mean? Brings us good things. The force of connection. Force of giving. This is the whole thing with the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's why it was concealed, because we couldn't have used it until our ego has reached, especially after the past few hundred years with this scientific and technology developing, that we are in the revelation of evil. Yes. Please, next question. Yes. Okay, so my second question, can we see what we just illustrated? Yes, if they'll show it. I've got it, yeah. Okay, so, question. My personal destiny is to help the world. We've established a destiny. It's a special organization that helps the whole world. In Japan, we help them with their nuclear disaster they had. We started a special project for Zionism, and we've discovered a fraud in millions of dollars. People are threatening my life, and actually we no longer have any money because of that. And how can we live in Israel in this very difficult situation we're in? Well, look, my first profession was cybernetics, the computer systems within the human body. Later on, I engaged in philosophy a little bit and mainly in Kabbalah. I had a PhD in Kabbalah. I have a PhD in Kabbalah. What can I say? I can only speak from this perspective, the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah. If we don't discover an additional positive force in nature, whatever we do will only be in our detriment. To our detriment. As what happens today with all the discoveries, all the good things we've developed. Everything. Later on, man will twist by his ego to his own detriment, through others, but to his own detriment. Before we do anything, we have to develop a new education system. We're not building a new human being. Children are going to school today. What's waiting for them? We're not building a new country, a new nation. We're giving them how many points you have, what's your grade in math and English. That's it. It's not where to build. It's not a system. It's a system of knowledge, not education. We don't have any system of education. And we see what's going on with our youth. That's why I'm sorry to talk about it, but actually Jews never had such a way. They never treated this way children. Today, the parents throw their children to school, go to work, come back late. We don't know what will happen in 10 or 20 years, what kind of people will be here. I'm very skeptical about it. I see the young generation. They have no values. We have our children that are today, say, 30 or 40, they still have some impression from their parents. They went through problems, the Holocaust, all of these wars. Independence and the wars to keep the country. And the new generation, we just say nice words about them. But where will they get it from? There is no system of education, only system of passing on knowledge. And it's a problem. It's a serious problem because there's no one to talk to. Politicians are busy. Each one is busy in maintaining his seat, maybe jumping a bit higher. That's it. That's why the ego, I don't blame them. The ego directs each and everyone. And that's why we're turning to the people. And by our different circles, all these campuses we're trying to develop, let's hope we reach a state where people see that the wisdom of Kabbalah is in the foundation of the nation of Israel. It's the heart of the people of Israel. And it gives it the force to exist and to develop itself. In short, to be a nation. Otherwise, we're no nation. It's actually a collection of nations from different places. So let's truly hope that this nation will demand it from the government to develop a system of education specifically. Next question. Gal from Katzerin. I'm working as a counselor. I'm teaching them how to consolidate, how to connect, how to be in circles. I've learned it in the Kabbalah, Rav. Meaning you're realizing the Kabbalah in your profession. Exactly. I try to make a living from it to pass it on to the people and to disseminate it to everyone. My question is, can these groups really help people to connect? Are we capable of it? If we come with a good desire and intention, is there a way to pass on this feeling of connection, or is there something else required? Rav, what else? That's what I'm asking. Can we, human beings, when I want them to be connected, to be through them together, is there the force in it to feel the force of connection, to taste it? Rav, I think that, well, I can't say. I don't know exactly in what way you've been learning with them and what kind of people are coming and how many times and in what intensity you've been learning, but I see by my students that they are studying, to what extent they change when through a circle. What is a circle? I take people. I seat them in a circle. You see, I'm illustrating it. You getting it? Yeah. So, I've made some individuals. These were individuals, and I've created a circle from them. And I'm telling them, look, we are all of you are certainly egoists. You're all egoists, right? So let's have a demonstration. Let's start connecting. There's the center of the circle, which is common for all of us. Let's all of us think only of the center of the circle. That this is actually us, not each one, rather all of us here together in the center. And this negative force is something we're going to leave outside of us, our ego. And here, inside, let's have a small common plus. This is our plus. Right? When people start artificially build the system from their desires. Desires are the force. So it turns out that by that we're starting to build in this system, this internal system, we're starting by that to build a complete cell of the entire reality, which includes the minus and the plus, and the connection between them, and the resistance that lies between them, resistance between the plus and minus of each and every one. And then, it turns out that we're building a certain system that we have resistance, here we have a plus, here minus, and we can, specifically in this resistance, in the resistor, start feeling a more internal reality. They're starting to feel it. they're suddenly starting to feel that something is happening with them. They're expanding their vessel of perception. They're starting to feel that in nature there is a tremendous, huge, integral force that is so important for us, so important for us, because we actually have to be in it, the entire humanity. And this is how these people become people in the next degree, meaning rising from the living degree, animate degree, to the speaking level. And this is something you can feel even all at once. If for one time they build such a circle and try to connect this way, well, if not in one time, well, it will take one or two more times. But actually, where do we do? We're doing in many different places. Yeah, colleges, different organizations, places, even at the beach, in the boardwalk in Tel Aviv, many different places. Yeah, and the harbor in Tel Aviv, there's a place to sit. And people feel it even at the first time. So I truly recommend, do that. This is practical work already. Like a laboratory we're having over ourselves. And there's nothing mystical about it, artificial. This is how Kabbalists explain to us what we should do. Yes. Yes, please. In the back. Hello, my name is Ron Meir Kogan. I'm from Tal'el. You previously said you're very pessimistic regarding today's generation. Again, please. You're pessimistic about the children, the current generation. Rav, I'm not blaming this generation. I'm blaming the parents, and even not the parents. It's a situation we're all included in. We're in. It's not that I blame anyone. I don't blame this generation. I just say that this generation should be much more developed, and they don't know in what world they exist. And they don't really care, actually. Yes. Yes, I know that, but my father is here by my side. He's studying Kabbalah. He showed me this path. And it's been a long time already that I'm thinking of many theories and philosophies regarding Kabbalah. What's the meaning of life? What is death? And you can say that I'm a living example for the light in the end of the tunnel. That's how it is said in Hebrew, like a sparking light far ahead. So may you grow and then become stronger. Do you have a question? I thought maybe I should share a theory regarding Kabbalah. It's my theory. Your theory? Nice. Can I show it? How to show it? I don't know, maybe I'll draw it or I'll just say. So yes, say it. Okay, so many years ago, a Chinese philosopher called Confucius lived. He invented this concept of yin and yang. Rav, yes, plus and minus. Yes, the opposites. And then I connected it to Kabbalah, and I thought about the meaning of life, how it can be connected. And my theory is like this. Actually, one side is the side of unconditional love or the Creator. On the other side is the ego and the will to receive us, or, yes, all human beings. And the idea, it can make things a lot simpler for people. So the thing is, what are the Jews? This point of the bit good in the evil and the bit evil in the good, these contradictions are, this is the point which is actually our role as the leaders of the nation, as the connection for the good. Rav, correct. We in the wisdom of Kabbalah learn that from the integration, that's what we call the integration of the force of reception and the force of bestowal. Of these two forces, specifically, we build the system that may connect to everyone, both in reception and in bestowal. Because you can't give without receiving it, and vice versa. Nice. So I know the times are difficult, the ego is closing down on us, and some of us are despaired, but what we have to do is return to balance, retaliate. Rav, this is not right. We shouldn't fight against the ego. It's help made against him. What we should do is treat it understandingly, because it's one of the two forces in the system. All we need is the second force, to think how to obtain the second force and then to balance between the two forces. And to erase the ego is impossible, and we don't have to do it. And it's forbidden for us. We're not allowed to destroy anything we have by nature, only to complete, to correct. That's it. And it's all by the positive force. So last thing, oh, I forgot to say it, I'm very sorry. So, the second part in my theory is that actually, what is the meaning of our life regarding all the opposites? There's one side with God, okay? And he also needs help against him, as you said, right? Maybe you're asking, right, all the time. So I know, but I'm not so confident. That's why I'm asking all the time. Rav, so ask, what's the question? Meaning of life? Okay, so actually we have to fulfill this place, right? At least human beings. But does it mean that we have to be egoists, and it's actually okay to be egoists? Or is it important that, Rav, maybe just to ask the question? I'm sorry, I'm a bit confused and I'm under pressure. Rav, it's okay, don't worry about it. Everything's okay. The meaning of life is simple. To come to the purpose, which is predetermined. The purpose, the goal is to open up the negative and positive force. When we say it's evil or good, it's relative. That's the way it is in the meantime. But to open two forces of nature that exist in nature and to use them with all the force and a complete balance, and then we reach a degree, as it is written, you shall see the world, your world in your life. Meaning, we're coming to the existence which is above our body. In a body, we're animals. We're in the animal level. My body is an animal, right? In my awareness, my new awareness I'm developing between the plus and minus, I'm called Adam, resembling the upper system of nature. If we reach that, we can start to feel this system which is superior. It is not revealed to an ordinary person. He can develop himself and then he can feel. We have to reach a state where we feel the general system of nature above matter, above our universe, meaning in the upper dimension. And this is what we should attain throughout our life. This is regarding the purpose of life. Thank you very much. Good luck. May you succeed. Yes, next question. Hello, Rav. Hello, dear friends. First of all, thank you very much for having such parents with children, thinking about the purpose of life and how we should get along in this life. My question is about the North. Our different towns are pretty far from each other. They're not so large. The physical communication is pretty difficult, but we're capable of holding on specifically by technology. And my question is, can we turn our studying to something much more approachable through the internet and our, this technology? That's one question. Second question is, can we disseminate or, for instance, to invite people for some quote or group thought through our mobile phones? Do you think this is right? First of all, I'll say it short. Yeah, communicate in any which way you want. On our behalf, we'll do everything so that we can run away towards you with everything. Besides that, maybe Owen, you should say something. Okay, a few things about this. Please pay attention. In 2 weeks from today, in September 13th, we're going to have a special meeting before we open a new classroom in Kabbalah. And it will happen in Katzerin. Yes. So, again, in Y, in Rav, they're going to forget it in a minute. Okay, so I'll give you all the details. Maybe other people are watching us. September 13th in the community center in Katzerin, or it's September 13th. If you have people you know that may be interested, friends from the area who like us, or Rav says, even if they don't like us. So they're invited, you're all invited to come. You have some more details out in the stand. That's in 2 weeks in Katzerin. You can always call us to our center, 1-700-509-29. One more thing. We're about to have the holidays in Israel, and before the holidays, we have a special chocolate box. It's great. It's not, doesn't make you fat. It's great and very healthy. It's called Good Days, Yamim Tovim. It's a real sweet book. Takes all our holidays. In the upcoming month, we're going to have a few of them. And it illuminates the inner meaning of the holidays, the development we can have as human beings, as a nation, for each of these holidays. If you want to bring an original present for the holidays, you can buy this book and pass it on to whoever you want. We want this book to spread out all over the country so all the values of friendship, love, what we talked about today, will actually happen. So for that, we're having a special sale. This book, it costs only 40 shekels. You can find it out here. And there's a game for every holiday. You can play together in the, at home, at work, with the friends. Something connecting that opens up your heart. Good days. Rav Lightman, we're about to finish. If you can please sum up. What's important for us to take today? Rav, first of all, after we finish, I'd like to say that there are other friends who can talk from our organization. It's Shai, where are you? And maybe Gilad Shadmon, I don't know, that can tell you if you'd like to hear regarding our activity. What do I want to say? Coming over here is certainly not simple. You're right. Because the drive took us 2.5 hours or 3 hours even. One way, of course. So, it's not so simple. But we are here. Friends of ours are coming. If you'll organize and want, Shai will tell you what we're willing to do. The only thing that we're missing is a desire on your behalf. We'll organize everything. That's one thing. One more thing is that we do have the possibility to teach you through the internet and to organize all the different things. We have the different congresses that we are organizing. Every day I'm having a 3-hour lesson. You can see it in the internet. Every day I'm shooting a program with Oren twice a week. With Oren for an hour, right? And we have about 700 programs, right? Yes. 700 programs and going. So please, there's an ocean of material. I don't think that there's something else that resembles this in the internet. So many languages, 40 languages, right? And more and more. So please, all you need to do is, but I'm afraid to say, go into the internet and learn. Is there a place they can go and not be confused? Oh, and yes, if you go into our website, COIL, you can go through the website. It leads you through a very educational way through our how to learn, kab.co.il. First time in the website, you can go to the introduction and see everything. And later on, call us. There's an email, there's a phone, and our friends can come over. And if you'd like to hear me once more, if you'll invite me, I will come. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you very much. And I really had a pleasure to come over. And the north is a very special area in Israel. Well, every place in Israel is special and very different than others, but the north is very special, has a special spirit. Soft, nice, intelligent, soft, gentle. It's truly felt. I enjoy being here. Thank you very much. Please, let's have a song.
פעמים בכל הסגנונות עם קטן יושב בליבו של העולם שמחכה לאור שיאחד כאן את כולם ארצי שלי מולדתי זרעי בחרב התחי שנוכל לחיות את החיים בשלום באהבה ארצי שלי חיים בשלום באהבה דגלים מתנופפים על מרפסות ורעפים וחבל ארץ הנושק לים לידי המחר נגלה מה שהוסתר באהבה בינינו נחגוג כאן לאלתר ארצי שלי שנוכל לחיות את החיים בשלום באהבה ארצי שלי מולדתי זרעי בחוות אחים שנוכל לחיות את החיים בשלום באהבה את החיים בשלום